And, you know, look at a guy like Dakota Dixon, and he's got a lot of versatility. Of, you know, he's obviously a very well-built kid, athletic kid, so it's going to be interesting to see where he goes in the mix, playing the nickel, playing the dime, you know, playing out in corners or safety. So I think, you know, like Coach said, you know, the more versatility and the more athleticism we have back there, you know, the more we got to put guys in different positions to be able to help our team defense be successful.
Is speed at the top of Gary's list? I mean, when you're out looking at guys, how important is it?
It's important because you can only teach so much technique before, you know, one guy's outrunning the other guy. So speed is obviously something that's incredibly important for us at the skill positions because, you know, the game is becoming more of a spread game. And, you know, if you're able to stop the run like we did this year, you know, teams are going to take shots down the field. So you have to guys that they can run with guys and man them up. And that's the first and foremost that we look for.
Ben, even dating back from when you played, have you seen more schools come into Wisconsin and recruiting in-state players more in the last couple of years than in past years?
Yeah, I have, and I think that's kind of a culmination of you know, the way recruiting is nowadays. I think, you know, Huddle being out there allows easier access to film, and, you know, there's kids that, you know, get out and travel more, I think. You know, whatever the combines is, that, I mean, they're out and about. I think also, too, is the success of our walk-on program. Guys that have developed into being really good players here, whether they walked on here or, you know, we're able to go elsewhere. I think, you know, in state there's a lot of talent. Sometimes I think it's more developmental talent and guys that, you know, are multi-sport athletes, and once they get involved in football and do it full time and, you know, continue to grow within the sport, I think they see the benefits of that and they end up reaching their ceilings. Well, I think, you know, with spring practice, you know, it also allows us some time leading up to exams to be able to get another training cycle. And, you know, we want to get football in as early as possible just because of the fact that, you know, one, we want to also get on the road recruiting, but more importantly, we want to make sure that our guys, you know, are able to get that on-the-field experience. You know, we get our young guys, you know, opportunity to be able to show what they got, because there's a large freshman class that are coming in that are hungry, that are going to push them. So seeing, you know, which guys are going to be able to contribute in the fall and which guys, you know, we got to be able to, you know, give the young guys an opportunity.
Ben, what's the feeling when you see pictures of, like, the six or seven guys that are committed from Wisconsin all hanging out together, like, posting pictures? Because, you know, a lot of them are your guys that you've built a huge relationship with. So what's that feeling like when you see them kind of hanging out and posting pictures?
Well, I think, you know, they're not even beginning to scratch the surface of the type of journey they're about to get onto. So I'm excited for them. I think it's they've obviously built great bonds, and that, like Coach said, you know, has helped our class grow, not just in-state, but on a national scale. And because those kids have grown up understanding what Wisconsin football is all about, you know, now they're realizing their dreams, and now they know they got to go work for what's coming their way. So it's fun for me to watch those guys and knowing, you know, being in their shoes and knowing what they're going through and what they got in store. I'm excited for them, and I think that they're going to have great careers.
Coach Anderson talked about how you guys are constantly recruiting players that are already committed to other schools and bringing them here. So, for instance, somebody like Craig Evans, when he leaves, how much do you guys allow that to kind of sting or set in, or do you just kind of move on because you have to?
Well, I think, you know, people are going to end up, you know, I mean, coaches, as much as we can, you just put your best foot forward, you know, kind of see where things go from there. But, you know, ultimately things work out how they're intended to work out. So, you know, I think, you know, there's always got to be a trust that's built with the kids and with the families, with the coaches, and an understanding of how we operate. And, you know, if you know, how we operate doesn't mesh, then it's probably good to find other opportunities. But I think, you know, the good thing is that, you know, regardless of what kids choose to do, if they feel like that's best for ourselves or for themselves, it's not us to say, you know, what's right or what's wrong. So, you know, I'm happy for, you know, all the kids in state, you know, whether they are going here or going elsewhere, because of the opportunities that they're getting to get their education paid for, to be able to go compete at the BCS level or whatever levels they're competing at. So I'm excited for those kids too, you know, whether they were coming here or not. You know, I'm happy that they have those opportunities.
And then with Coach Hammack leaving, you're one of the only ones left here. What's the feeling? What's that feeling like?
Well, I'm obviously excited for Coach Hammack. You know, known Coach Hammack since for about 11 years. You know, he was the GA here when I was playing, so we kind of formed upon then, and was proud to be able to work with him for a couple years, and I know we'll always be long friends in the coaching profession, and I'm excited for him. But, you know, I think it's a great staff to be a part of. Obviously, it starts from the top down, and Coach Anderson does a tremendous job of taking care of us, taking care of our families, and like he said, you know, putting the players first, which is obviously something we all believe in. So, we're excited in the direction it's going in, whether, you know, whoever here, who's ever not here, feel like we're going to have good people that are going to take care of our kids and give them a chance to be successful.
What does a loss like his mean to recruiting process from here on?
I'm sorry, say that again?
His loss, Anderson's loss, what does that mean for recruiting from here on?
Well, I think, you know, Thomas is just, he's a great person. You know, as good of a coach he is, he's even a better person. I think kids see that once they're able to be around him for a period of time. So, but I know Coach Anderson is going to bring in somebody else that's, going to be just as important to bring in and do a great job on the recruiting trail. Like he said, you know, they take care of kids and they recruit, and that's what it's all about. It'll hurt, but at the same time, we got to move on, and we got to bring in somebody that's willing to step in some big shoes.
What's